Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. Carwin is in Florida for the week. Lucky son of a gun. I'd love to be anywhere but Maryland, you know. Anyway, I'm going to do the predictions for week 17. You know, I'll do my typical, you know, sports betting little announcements as well, you know, the over under and all that good stuff, the point spread and all that stuff, and key in actives for the week. So, and I'll just give you my predictions. So no Carwin this week, but expect to have him back next week for the playoffs. Enjoy the show, guys. All right, guys, I got some bad news for you. Carwin is in Florida. Lucky son of a gun. I'd love to be anywhere but Maryland right now. Actually, that's not true. Not anywhere, but there's a lot of bad places worse than here. But anyway, I'm going to discuss, like, the money lines and the point spreads of the world for these games. So, some interesting Week 17 action going on. There's going to be a lot of key players that will be inactive this week, like Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger, as their teams have clinched playoff spots, and you know, the Chiefs have clinched seeding, number one seed in the AFC, so they can lose tomorrow and it won't be a big deal. I'm just going to go through these games real quickly. The Ravens are playing the Bengals. The Ravens are 14 point favorite. Money line's -1100. If you want the Ravens to win, you have to bet $1,100 to win 100. It's insane. If you pick the Bengals to win, you bet 100. The money line, you win 700. It's crazy. Wow. Do you imagine? Like, there's probably some Raven fans out there that are taking the money line for Cincinnati, so if the Ravens do lose, they'll profit $700 from it. But yeah, not seeing too many like big injuries for the Ravens. I think they're getting a lot of their guys back, actually. I know Marlon Humphrey's questionable. Oh, Sam Cook is out. That's the main guy. He's on the COVID-19 list, and he'll miss out on his streak. He played 15 straight years, not games, years. A lot of these other guys are questionable. Marcus Peters, Calais Campbell, Marlon Humphrey, Jimmy Smith, Ngakoue. We got a lot going on right now. So, unfortunately, we have some of those guys that are questionable, but they'll probably end up playing. But yeah, the Ravens, they should win this game. Joe Burrow is not playing. Ryan Finley, he's played good the last couple of games, but it's still the Bengals. You know, they're not good. You know, they're getting better. By all means, don't get me wrong, they're getting better, but you know, I don't think they're good enough to beat the Ravens. I mean, any team's good enough to beat any team on any given Sunday, but I think if these two teams play 99 times out of 100, or if these teams play 100 times, I think the Ravens would win 99 times out of 100, just based on, like, current rosters and stuff. But yeah, give me the Ravens on this one. They shouldn't have a Tyler Boyd meltdown like they did 3 years ago. That's old news. That should be behind them. A lot of the players that are on this team this year weren't even on that Ravens team 3 years ago, so kind of have to, you know, put that in the back and be done with that. Lamar didn't play that game. And the Ravens, they've kicked Cincinnati's butt the last few times they've played each other, including this year. And this one, Joe Burrow was playing. So, you know, Ravens are looking to secure a wild card spot this weekend. Dolphins and Bills are playing each other. The Bills are a 2-point favorite, which makes me think that Josh Allen and them are going to play. Over-under's 42. I can see why this over-under's 42, because you don't know if, like, a lot of Buffalo's offense is going to play or not. even though they scored 38, 48, 26, 34, and 27 in their last five games. Miami scored 26, 22, 27, 19, and 20. So you would think the over-under is a little low, but you're anticipating, you know, the Bills' defense to play well and, you know, their offense to not really show up, probably going to be rested. That's why Week 17 is so difficult. You don't know who's playing, who's not playing. It's very, or like who's gonna play like one half and who's not gonna play. It's really interesting. But give me the Dolphins on this one. I think the Dolphins will pull it out because I think Buffalo's not gonna play their starters the whole game. The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Cleveland Browns. Steelers are 12-3. Eric Ebron's out, Cassius Marsh, Marquise Pouncey, TJ Watt, Cameron Hayward, they're all out. Big Ben's not going to be playing. The Cleveland Browns should win this game just based off of they have something to play for. The Steelers don't, and the Steelers are resting a lot of their players. Over-under's 43. Look, again, another over-under. Two pretty good offenses. Point spread's minus 10. Vegas isn't expecting the Steelers to do much this week. Give me the Browns on this one. Vikings and Lions. This game's not really all that relevant. These two teams aren't playing for anything. Minus 4 is the point spread for the Vikings. Matthew Stafford's questionable. He might play. Eric Kendricks isn't playing for the Vikings. They got a couple defensive ends that aren't playing. Hopefully they don't give up 6 touchdowns to a running back this week. Over-under is 54. Vegas expecting a little bit more offense in this game. Give me the Vikings in this one, though. Jets play the Patriots, a game that I really do not care about. Patriots minus 3 to win. I don't even know if I'd take that. The Jets are playing really well. Matter of fact, Jets have played so well. Give me the Jets on this week to win. If you were to take a money line on the Jets, oh, wow, money line is low, so you bet 100 to win 140. Over-under is 40 for this game. Wow, I think, I don't know, you might have to take advantage of some of these low over-unders and, you know, hope that these defenses play badly and these offenses play well. It's crazy. Giants and Cowboys play each other. Winner of that game would win the NFC East title if Washington loses to Philadelphia on Sunday Night Football. You got another low over-under, 44.5. Dallas is favored by 3. Give me Dallas for this one. I think they're better than the Giants. Falcons and Buccaneers. Falcons 6.5-point underdogs. These two teams just played each other 2 weeks ago. Tampa Bay handled their business, even though they had a little bit of a scare against Atlanta, as they won 31-27. Give me Tampa Bay for this one, though. I got them winning this game. I just realized I didn't do scores for these games. A little too late for all that. Packers, Bears. You know, let me go back real quick. Give me the Ravens for this one, 33-17. Give me the Dolphins for this one, 23-20. Give me the Browns for this one, 30-20. Give me the Vikings on this one, 30-27. And then give me the Jets on this one, 21-20. And then for the Cowboys-Giants game, give me 26-20. For the Falcons-Buccaneers, give me the Buccaneers for this one, 30-24. Packers and Bears, Green Bay's 4-point favorites. Apparently their players are supposed to play because they're trying to get the number one seed. The Bears have turned it around a little bit. I think they're on a 3-game winning streak. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They've won 41-17, 33-27, 36-7. But Green Bay, they've done really well recently. Kind of just getting the competition out of the way. They beat Chicago 41-25 last time these two teams played. Over-under for this game is 49.5. Respectable. But give me the Green Bay Packers on this one. And Bears might not make it in the playoffs, but yeah, give me the Packers on this one. I'm gonna go 31-24. Raiders and Broncos, 2.5 point favorites are the Raiders. I'll get the Raiders this one. I'm gonna go 28-24. Colts and Jaguars. The Jaguars haven't won a game since week one. That was against the Colts. Now we're 15 weeks later. The Colts, I think they're going to win this game. They're a 14-point favorite. Don't know if I'd take it that high. 14.5-point favorite. The money line is -1,250. You have to bet $1,250 to win 100 for the Colts to win. That's insane. Could you imagine losing that just to win $100? Insanity. Colts coming off a tough loss to the Steelers, but they won three straight prior to that. That'll be very interesting if the Jacksonville Jaguars pulled this off. But they're anticipating Jacksonville to tank and get that number one seed and get Trevor Lawrence. Or maybe Justin Fields. Who knows? But yeah, they've been awful, Jacksonville. Like, awful. Give me the Colts on this one. 29-15. Chargers and Chiefs. Chargers are expected to win this game because of Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be out. Sammy Watkins is out. Mahomes isn't playing. He's going to be rested. Over-under is 43. I'd probably take the over. Give me the Chargers on this one. 30-22. Cardinals and Rams. Jared Goff's not playing. So I'm going to touch their point spreads -3 for the Cardinals. Over-under is 41. Christian Kirk's not going to play. Cooper Kupp caught the virus. He's not going to play. Michael Brockers is out. They're banged up at running back. Give me the Cardinals on this one. 30-24. No, 30-17. The Seahawks and the 49ers are playing each other. Should be a good game. But I think Seattle will pull it out. But don't sleep on the 49ers though. Give me the Seattle Seahawks though, 24-15. Saints and Panthers. No running backs will be playing. Kamara tested positive for the virus after scoring 6 touchdowns last week. Definitely team MVP goes to Kamara. He's the leading receiver and rusher. Almost at 1,800 yards from scrimmage. Or scrimmage yards. But yeah, give me the Panthers on this one. They got a lot of guys out, the Saints do. And they're probably just going to rest their guys, to be honest. But give me the Panthers here. 6-point underdogs. I'll take the Panthers this time. I'll go 26-20. Titans and Texans, I think this will be the highest scoring game of the week. I think the Titans will win this game, though. Give me the Titans, -7 favorite. That might be a little high. Give me the Titans, though, 33-30. The Washington football team is playing the Eagles. Washington wins. They're in the playoffs, and they win their first division title in a few years. Dwayne Haskins got cut last week. But yeah, give me the Washington football team. We're gonna go with 20-17. All right, sorry this was kind of short, guys, but you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty with like who's playing tomorrow, who's not playing, what are these teams gonna play for, you know, what's at stake if this team loses, you know. It's a very, 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 very confusing week. And also, I'm kind of in a rush for time, but also, Carwin's in Florida, so don't really want to be talking to myself about sports for, you know, an hour or so. So, those are just my predictions for week 17, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show.